latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester United headlines. So we'll start first in this update with news that Marouane Fellaini has rejected a last-ditch offer worth £145,000 a week to stay at Old Trafford. United midfielder now looks certain to quit this summer after running down his contract at the Theatre of Dreams. Many as six clubs said to be interested in the Belgium international wants his next destination sorted before the World Cup finals in Russia this summer. Thoughts at the latest knockback from Fellaini to United's come in the last month, having seemingly given up all hope of previously of persuading the former Everton man to reconsider his stance. Jose Mourinho repeatedly assured the 30-year-old he remains a valued squad member and he would receive plenty of playing opportunities next season. Or Fellaini's camp have ideas of their own, even United offering to increase his present wages by a further £20,000 a week seems to have fallen on deaf ears. Well, French giant Paris Saint-Germain, along with Turkish giants Beşiktaş, continue to be linked with the player's signature. Well, Jose Mourinho says he will invest in the basics to improve his squad in the upcoming summer transfer window. There's been plenty of rumours the Portuguese manager will splash big money in order to catch up with rivals Manchester City, although he has denied that. Pep Guardiola's men recently crowned champions on the back of United's defeat to West Brom. Mourinho has a big task of overcoming them next season. Well, when asked about his signings in the summer, he seems happy with his current crop of attackers and looks like he'll be trying to improve the defence and midfield. Well, we're going to invest the basic to improve our squad. He said we need to find a replacement for Michael Carrick and Marouane Fellaini if he leaves. And there's also always in a squad a player or a couple of players who are not playing a lot and will try and leave. So we'll touch our squad, but more than spend, spend, spend. We believe in the evolution of our players. We've some young players that need to take with both hands the opportunities for their evolution. Well, Chris Smalling finally will let his football do the talking in the hope it will be enough to force his way into England's World Cup squad. The Manchester United defender top of his game alongside compatriot Phil Jones as the Red Devils beat Tottenham 2-1 in Saturday's FA Cup semi-final at Wembley. While Jones is all but certain of a place on the plane to Russia, Smalling though has only played twice under Gareth Southgate and who has omitted the 28-year-old from recent squads. Well, Smalling said, all I can do is play the games, and at the minute I'm playing every game and performing big games, so I'll just keep doing my job. Of course you want to be playing in the summer. All you can do is let your football do the talking. I think I've been a mainstay in the setup for quite a while, and I want to finish the season as strongly as I can and see what happens.